Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, we are still, could I say, rummaging around a bit in these two verses on prayer in 1 John 3:21 and 22. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And I left the broadcast yesterday talking about that last phrase, requirements for answered prayer. Whatever we ask, we receive from Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And that's just a way of saying that when our life is totally given to pleasing God, then that shapes the kind of request we make, and our requests become God-honoring requests, and there is a promise that those requests, those kinds of requests, are going to be granted. Whatever we ask, we receive from Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight, because of an obedient life and a God-centered life. And if that's the kind of life you're living, then you can look forward to some amazing answers to prayer. And if that is not the kind of life you are living, then hopefully your prayers will bring you to become that kind of a person that will bring you into an obedient, God-centered life, because prayer has a way of doing exactly that. In fact, that's one of the purposes for prayer, and we'll talk about that before we conclude our study of these two verses. But first, I pause to welcome you to this Wednesday, August 8 edition of the Beacon broadcast, and remind you that we can teach God's Word on this station because some of our radio listeners help us pay the bills. So if you would like to have a part in that, then please write to us and or look us up on the website. You can donate through the website, and we will be so grateful for God's supply through you. Well, we are talking about these requirements for answered prayer, and I want to give you a couple of practical examples. When our heart is set on pleasing God, we are truly, we don't resent His commandments. We bow to them gladly and joyfully. That doesn't mean that they're always easy, because we still have some of old Adam around, don't we? As long as he's there, then there are going to be some challenges. But the new man within us, the new creation, the new heart within us, has a desire to please God and delights in doing so, and just simply is asking God for help. Please help me to keep your commandments. I struggle with some of them, but oh, that is my desire. That is my delight. I want to please my Heavenly Father, and not only in keeping His commandments, but doing all those things that are pleasing in His sight, which is a way of saying, I live my life for Christ. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all to the glory of Christ. So how does that shape our praying? All right. Let's say we are going to pray for healing. That's appropriate. God can heal. God does heal. God doesn't always heal. God doesn't intend to always heal. All you have to do is study the Bible carefully, and you'll come to that conclusion. Sometimes it is God's will, sometimes it's not God's will. The Apostle Paul, the great Apostle Paul, who had the apostolic gift of healing and healed many people simply by speaking the word or touching them, as did Peter and others of the apostles. He had that power, but he left, what was it, Trophimus in Miletus sick. And he couldn't heal his own thorn in the flesh. That's a real problem for some people, the kind that teach that it's not God's will for anybody to be sick. They have a real problem with Paul's thorn in the flesh, and they try to tell us that it wasn't really a physical issue. It was something else. Well, the Bible is not absolutely specific, but the most obvious meaning of that phrase, thorn in the flesh, means something in the body, a bodily ailment of some kind. And Paul said he prayed about it. I besought the Lord thrice, three times, not three quickie prayers, but three intense periods of prayer, no doubt, probably prayer and fasting over a period of time. And the first time got no positive response and went through that again and still no positive response and went through that again, still no positive response. And finally, Paul concluded that it wasn't God's will to heal him. So he said, most rather will I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So is it always God's will to heal? No, but it sometimes is. Now, the real question here is it ever appropriate to ask God for healing? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Whatever we ask, we receive from Him. Whatever we ask, we can. We have the right and the privilege to ask anything, but it always needs to be shaped by our desire to please Him. Whatever we ask, we receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. So, I am in need of healing. If I'm going to continue to live, or if I'm going to continue to be able to function freely in this world, I have something that's either going to take my life or is going to greatly debilitate me. And I know God can heal me if He will, so I go to Him in prayer. Now, how do I shape my prayer in a God-honoring way? Lord, I know that You can heal me. I know You have that power. I don't doubt that for a second. Lord, I know that You're not obligated to heal me. Don't try to put pressure on God. Don't try to manipulate Him. Don't try to twist His arm. Don't try to back Him into the corner. That's so God-dishonoring. Lord, I know You don't have any obligation to heal me, but I know You can if You will. Now, Lord, if You should choose to heal me, here's what I hope to do with that renewed health and strength. I would want to serve You more faithfully in this area or that area. I've been through something similar myself. Some of you know that I had very serious cancer that was diagnosed in 1984, and I was basically told, if I didn't get treated quickly, I would die in a matter of 3 to 6 months. And I know that God doesn't need doctors to heal, but I also know that most of the time, that's the way He does it. Again, not always. God can't be put in a box. But this idea of, I'm going to refuse medical treatment because I'm going to trust God to heal me. Well, God uses means. Who do you think gave modern society the medical knowledge that it has, allowed scientists and doctors to understand diseases in a way today that they didn't 100 to 200 years ago? Who's responsible for that? Who gave those doctors the knowledge, the understanding, the gifts that they have? God uses that to heal us many times. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, I will treat you, but it's very serious treatment. Very aggressive cancer, and it needs very aggressive chemotherapy. But here's the point. During that period, of course, in a time like that, you generally search your heart. Lord, are you chastening me for something? Are you disciplining me for something? Are you trying to teach me something? Are you trying to get my attention about something? And there was something that came to mind. I won't be specific, but I did say, Lord, if You choose to heal me, I intend to go on preaching. That's what I've been doing, and that's what I want to do, and I intend to go on preaching, and there's a certain area of truth that I have been too timid concerning. I've been a little reluctant to touch it because I knew of the opposition that it would arouse in the minds of some, and I've been too concerned about what men would think and not enough about what you would think. And if you choose to heal me, Lord, one of the things I'm going to do is I am going to boldly proclaim your word, all of it, including this controversial area that you have taught me slowly and painfully over a period of time when I resisted it, but I came to yield to it. But I've been reluctant to be open and bold about it in my ministry. God, I promise I will preach this truth if you will give me the health and strength to do it. I can't do it unless you heal me. And leave it with God. Does God want me to do that? Well, he did, because he did heal me. And I, by God's help and grace, I kept that commitment. And you see, what I'm trying to show you is that we relate our requests to the honor and glory of Christ. Did I want healing in order to live to see my four children, my four daughters grown and married, and to be able to have the joys of grandchildren? Well, of course I did. That's certainly nothing illegitimate about that. But my main purpose in asking God to heal me was so that I could proclaim his word more faithfully, more fervently, more effectively than I ever had before. It was in the interest of Christ's kingdom. And evidently that request, with that desire, with that motive, honored God. And he did heal me. Whatever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. I have a need for another vehicle. My vehicle has broken down. It's too old. It's almost beyond repair. It's not reliable. I need another vehicle. Oh, Lord, I need a car. Why? So I can get back and forth to work and provide for my family. Well, that's a good God-honoring reason, isn't it? So that you can carry out exactly what the Word of God tells you to do, to provide for your own, especially for those of your own household. So relate that request to the Word of God, to something that you know from the Bible honors God. What will you do if I grant you a new vehicle or a newer vehicle? I will use it to bring people to church. I know I should have been doing that, and I've been rather slack in that, but I have that opportunity, and I will do that. I will use that vehicle to take people to church, O Lord, if you will grant me a vehicle to do it. I can't do it unless I have a vehicle. And so, you see, there's a lot of things you can do to relate that request to the interests of Christ and his kingdom. And virtually any and every request can be treated that way, and any and every request ought to be treated that way. And if it is, because that truly is your heart's desire, that whatever you need and would desire for God to grant, it's going to be utilized for the honor and glory of God, then you are in strong praying grounds. Whatever we ask, we receive from him. Why? Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. That is meaningful prayer. That is God-honoring prayer. That is powerful prayer. May God help us to do exactly that. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.